I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's time for the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon. Now, Tom is president of Global Trends Asset Management. He is the editor of ETFtrends.com. If you've never been to ETFtrends.com, it is more than just like, hey, I need to be a subscriber to get here. It's a great site for all things ETF related. And so that's why we say check out ETFtrends.com, or if you don't want to check it out, but you want to find out what's going on there, follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the PowerShares DB Agricultural Fund. Ticker DBA.
Ticker symbol DBA, the PowerShares DB Agriculture Fund, DBA. Why ag now?
Well, we've seen a huge run-up just in the last 30 days, Chuck. You know, commodities in general have been unloved in the last 3 years, where we've seen a huge rally in domestic equities. So why is that? Maybe supply issues, as we've seen in some areas most recently with what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. That standoff has produced a pretty big spike in wheat. We've seen a spike in coffee and in sugar. And in general, commodities across the board have been in high demand. So maybe we're getting to the point where production globally has not been able to keep up with the recent demand, and that, from a basic standpoint, creates more stability in pricing and higher prices. So the average investor really hasn't been thinking that much about agriculture because it really has been unloved. When you think about commodities, many people tend to lean towards gold or precious metals or energy, but there's some great commodity-related and balanced agricultural ETFs out there, and the PowerShares DBA is really the first and the best of the agricultural choices.
Because it's a commodities fund, how does this fit into portfolios? Do you have a separate asset category for commodities that represents one big overall chunk? And then how much of that do you kick towards agriculture? Or because it's doing other stuff, do you put it in with your equities?
It's a great question. So first of all, this is one of those cases, and we love talking about ETFs as we do this every week. It's about choices. Now, there are some companies, equities, that you can buy that are in the commodity-type businesses. And if you look at the S&P 500, there are a whole bunch that you might circle and say, yes, that's somewhat commodity or agricultural-related. But in this case, with this ETF, it represents futures from a basket of 10 agricultural commodities. So that's one thing that's very important, number one. It's a different way to get access to these specific commodities, where in the past you would have had to buy the futures yourself or take them in kind, like, you know, put your barn full of corn or cotton or hogs or something like that, and most of us aren't in a position to do that. So here's a way to maybe diversify your portfolio, get holdings in these specific commodities. And I would say this, for the average investor, if you're sophisticated enough to want to do that, it's something you want to watch on a regular basis. So here's a classic case of an ETF that you can trade on a 200-day moving average. And just recently, for the first time in a while, we've seen this ETF go above its 200-day average. It just went up recently. So from a timing standpoint, I think things probably couldn't be better. Use that as your sell point. If it actually goes down below its 200-day average, that might be your exit strategy. One other thing I want to touch on, Chuck, that I think is also important is because this uses futures, some people feel, well, derivatives, that's something I need to stay away from. Mutual funds, institutions have been investing in derivatives or futures for many, 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 many years. They really have it down. And in this case, they use an optimum yield roll where they try to shop for the best month's future contract to represent the different commodities. So it's probably a lot of information. If you're interested, you can probably dig a little bit deeper to find out what that actually means. But there's some sophistication involved, and the folks at Deutsche Bank that are managing this, along with the folks at PowerShares, have really done a great job and made this pretty efficient.
You talked about the run-up and how this has done very well. So that means we're above the 200-day moving average. Is this, again, a 200-day moving average kind of a hold that we're going to own this until such a point as it kind of kicks back under that level?
That's the thing, because right now we've had a pretty decent spike up, but Chuck, in the past, if you look at some of the runs that we've seen in the agricultural market, they can be quite sustainable, but they can be volatile as well. So for the average investor out there, they're probably not in a position where they would understand all the ins and outs of buying agriculture or why or the trends that tend to happen. But if you're interested and these tools are available for you, be disciplined and make sure that you stick to the 200-day average. That way you're not going to get hurt.
That means for the person who is making this a committed part of their portfolio, as you described, that you're selling it when it goes below the 200-day moving average. And oh, by the way, you're looking to buy it back the next time it goes above.
Well, that's it. And as you point out, if you're a disciplined investor, there's some great opportunities there. But don't feel that you're missing out on commodities in general if you happen to be in the S&P 500, because there's some companies that are definitely related to an upswing in commodities or agriculture in that case as well.
It's a really interesting pick if you're looking to juice your portfolio, juice being an agricultural product, I suppose. It's the PowerShares DB Agriculture Fund, ticker symbol DBA, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, Tom Lydon is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com on the web. It's at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Hey, we have just gotten started on the Thursday, March the 20th edition of Money Life. The big interview is next. We're just getting rolling, so stick with us. There's a long way to go on Money Life.